Alex joins us today on our little chat here from Stepping Stones DS. So tell me about the charity, your involvement, first of all.
Hi. Yes, I got involved. I have a background in charity management, and I got involved because I know a family with a young woman with Down syndrome, and I was really interested in the their journey, and I wanted to find out more. They're involved in Stepping Stones DS, and when a paid opportunity came up, I had to go for it.
So Stepping Stones DS. So when was it set up?
It was set up about 16 years ago by two families who had children with Down syndrome and realized there wasn't anything locally to help them navigate the journey ahead that they faced. So they set something up themselves. It started as a coffee morning and really grew from there. And now we provide a whole range of services for 150 families across the area.
So these two people that originally set this up, are they still part of the charity?
One very much is, yes. Their children are now young adults, so they have been through a lot of the stages that we are helping families to go through.
So what sort of ages are you helping as a charity then?
Everything from a birth to age 24. So we run right through to the young adult stage, and there's some real huge number of transitions in that journey for families.
So how do people get referred to you, or do people get in touch with you, for instance?
A bit of both. We know we have good relationships with lots of the maternity units in the hospitals around the area. So we get a lot of referrals that way, particularly around diagnosis time. People obviously move here as well, and we have a strong community presence. So people do tend to know about us, or people will say, get in touch with Stepping Stones, and we're fairly easily findable on the internet as well.
So I'm going to ask you this question today. Down syndrome, if anyone's not familiar with Down syndrome, they're listening to this podcast right now, can you explain it to me?
Yes, absolutely. Down syndrome is a triplication of the 21st chromosome. So most of us have two copies of each chromosome, and someone with Down syndrome has three copies of chromosome number 21. What that means in practical terms, it manifests in both a physical disability and a learning disability. So people with Down syndrome can learn, but it takes slightly longer. And they can learn to talk, but it takes slightly longer. There are a range of possible physical challenges. So it's quite common, for instance, for someone with Down syndrome to have hearing impairment or problems with their heart.
So when is this recognised?
Sometimes there is a prenatal diagnosis, and sometimes it is just after birth.
Right, okay. So you as a charity, you come along, you help people that possibly get referred to you, for instance. What do you do as a charity? What is your first initial step?
So for most people, particularly around that early years diagnosis, the first step is our stay and play coffee morning. We run that once a month, and that is for parents with preschool age children. And it's pretty daunting to walk into that room for the first time, but we try and make it as welcoming as possible. We have teas and coffees and lots of toys out for the kids. It's quite raucous sometimes, but it's great fun. And that's really an opportunity for the children to play together and for parents to have those really important conversations around what lies ahead. How are you navigating the transition to school, for instance, or finding a nursery, or all of those many, many other topics for early years parents.
And it's a great way to, one, for the children to mix together.
Yes.
And also to other parents that possibly, like you said, it is a bit daunting coming into that room, for instance, offering support to new arrivals.
Very much so, very much so. And we find we have a lot of regulars at our stay and play. So those people who've been coming for a couple of years are very good at welcoming in and bringing in new families and talking to them about the positives of their journey. Because so much in the media and on the internet, you know, Google isn't always our friend, can be quite terrifying, and it's can be quite daunting when you look at the years ahead. So to have those reassurances from people who are going through it or who've just been through what you're now going through is really helpful.
What do you think one of the biggest questions is when they arrive at those meetings?
I don't think there's clear questions formed necessarily. I think there's a combination of panic and just wanting to reach out to people. But everyone's different and everyone has a different setup, different family life, different circumstances. And so I think a lot of it is just reassurance that it will all be okay.
And where do these take place then?
So these are in a community hall that we hire out for the purpose in Fleet, which is the sort of centre of our catchment area. So we support families from the Bracknell Forest area of Berkshire and West Hampshire and North East Hampshire and West Surrey.
Okay, so if anyone wants to come along, do they have to be referred to come to this coffee morning, or can they just turn up, for instance?
So we are a Down syndrome specific charity. So that is the prerequisite. We are diagnosis specific. So if anyone wants to come along, we have a website, steppingstonesds.co.uk. That has membership forms that can be filled in. We don't charge. We just ask for people to fill in a form and send that to us. And then they are very welcome to come along.
So what, as a CEO of a charity like yourself, how difficult was it over the last 2 years?
It's been a bumpy ride, for sure. It was a very sudden and daunting time going into the first lockdown. We had to cancel everything that we do because everything we do is run in person. And then our wonderful, wonderful providers of all our services, who were all specialists in their field, they worked incredibly hard to put as much as possible online. Now, there's some things you can't run online, tennis being one of them. So some of our activities had to be more or less put on hold for the duration. But we did get most of our services in some form or another online. And we were really pleased that a good number of people were able to access that. But it is harder for all of us to engage with online services. And I think people with Down syndrome, some of them struggled with that more than others. Some thrived and loved the online environment and made friends all across the country. But the majority found it harder to engage online than they would in person. So when we came back to in-person services, we had a huge surge in demand, and it's been brilliant to have people back in the room.
So how do you keep the charity going then?
Financially, that's also been a bit of a journey. We saw pretty much all of our income streams vanish. We don't get any statutory funding, so everything we do is funded by the generosity of people in the community or grant and trust supporters as well, and some generous companies in the area. So most of that just dried up, and we had to think very creatively and on our feet about how to manage that. We ran some great online events. So we got involved in something called the 2.6 Challenge, where we asked people to walk, hop, jump, anything for 2.6 miles or kilometers or something around that number. And we had a great virtual coming together of our community. And we did the same around World Down Syndrome Day last year, where we had a collective walk from Land's End to John O'Groats. And so many of our families really enjoyed being outdoors and sent us their miles so we could build up the collective journey.
So let me ask you about you then. Why do you enjoy your job as a CEO of this charity?
So many reasons. I love being able to give something back to the community. I've been very lucky in my life, and not everyone is. So I feel it's really important to give back and support others. But I also love meeting new people, and I love learning about different people's lives and the journeys that they're on. So I really enjoy that. I learn something new every day. And that's very important to me as well.
Because you're pretty hands-on, aren't you? One minute you're doing one thing, and one minute you're doing the other.
Yeah, it's not as glamorous as the title would suggest. CEO of a small charity is somebody who has to muck in and get involved in everything. So yes, some days I'm on the radio, and other days I'm emptying the bins.
As a charity, you're always looking for people, you're always looking for trustees, for instance?
We are looking for trustees, yes. We have a great board of trustees who are really engaged, and about half of them are parents of children with Down syndrome, and about half are people from the local community who are really interested and bring a range of different skills to our board. So a board of trustees sets the strategic direction of the charity, makes sure that we're managing our finances properly, and holds the leadership to account, leadership being largely me.
So how many do you look for then?
So we have 9 at the moment. Yeah. We're always looking to speak to new people who are interested in becoming a trustee. And we don't have a maximum number, but if anyone was in board, we'd be very happy to talk to them.
All right. So if anyone is interested, how do they get in touch?
So they can get in touch with me directly, alex@steppingstonesds.co.uk, and I can put them in touch with our chair of trustees, who would then have a chat with them.
So you obviously, I met you a couple of weeks or so ago at Fleet Market, for instance. That's one of your jobs where you're talking about the charity. How did that go, for instance?
It was fantastic to be out in the community talking to people. We had some of our children and some of our young adults with Down syndrome volunteering on the stand that day. And that was just wonderful. Really seeing the community engagement and being part of that conversation was just a joy.
I can imagine. And I you can see how much you enjoy your job as a CEO when you're talking to us today.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
So if you are interested in being a trustee, get in touch via the email. And anyone else that's listening to this podcast right now, and they can find out more information. What is on your website, for instance? Tell us.
Oh, we have some information about how people can join us if they do have a child with Down syndrome, and more information about events that we're doing, things that are coming up, and a beautiful gallery of photos as well.
Excellent. And that website address is?
Is steppingstonesds.co.uk. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Alex, thank you very much indeed for spending some time with us today. Thank you.
Thank you.